Hello, this is Christopher Lawrence, host of Sequa Virtus here at the Crusade Channel, with a clip of this week's episode. I discuss three separate articles with three different perspectives on the Alec Baldwin on-set shooting tragedy. Here now is a clip from the episode.
Quote, "If that scene required Baldwin to put the gun to his head and pull the trigger, I'm sure he would have taken a look inside the gun, wouldn't you?" Close quote. That is an excellent point. If it came to his own safety, he never would have done that. He would have made damn sure that there was no way that gun could fire anything if it was pointed at him. After all, he's important. He's the most important person, not only on that set, but in the whole world. Don't you know that? The article continues. If only Stephanopoulos had asked that question. Instead, we learn that Baldwin now has nightmares. Poor him. This is the article says that. Poor him. I love it. Yeah, poor him. Feels no guilt and fully expects Hutchins' widower, Matthew, to sue, but is feeling pretty confident that he won't be charged criminally and that Matthew won't come after him personally. This is the quote. This is the big quote that really got me, too. So, quote, "Someone is responsible for what happened," Baldwin said, "and I know it's not me." No, well, why would it be? That was just a clip of this week's episode. If you'd like to hear the whole thing, make sure you're signed up right here on the Crusade Channel for this and all previous and future episodes of Sequa Virtus. I'm your host, Christopher Lawrence. Thank you and God bless.